It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
There's a myriad of cosmetic lasers on the market today to improve flaws such as wrinkles and acne scars and aging, sun-damaged skin. My guest is plastic surgeon Dr. Marcel Daniels, and he's here to tell you the best lasers for your skin type. So, Dr. Daniels, tell us a little bit first about the cosmetic laser treatments that are going on out there.
Well, it's evolved a lot over the last 20 years, and certainly the treatments have become, by and large, more user-friendly, less downtime, less risk. CO2 laser resurfacing right now is still the most popular thing in my office, but how it's changed is it's gone from being completely resurfacing the face to fractionally resurfacing the face, which means less downtime, quicker recovery, and less chance of that permanent skin color change that you could get with old school CO2 resurfacing.
So
other things. Sorry.
That's okay. So there are two types that people might run into: the ablative and the non-ablative.
Ablative CO2 lasers are ablative, but when you fractionate the beam, you are ablating some areas of the skin, and then you're leaving other areas intact. And those intact areas serve as kind of a healing reservoir, so that you heal faster. They also serve as a pigment reservoir, so that you don't get that permanent, pale demarcation that you used to get with, full face CO2 resurfacing.
What constitutes somebody as a candidate for this? They come to see you. What can they expect?
We evaluate everybody with. We use a digital imaging system which looks at their skin under a few different types of light. Normal room light, and then polarized light and ultraviolet light, and it helps us come up with a plan for making their skin as healthy as possible. I mean, skin is a lot like, it's like a muscle. You gotta work at it and keep working at it in order to keep it as healthy as possible. And so we try to combine our laser therapies, which either are going to be CO2 resurfacing. We're also big proponents of intense pulse light or photofacials, as they're known. Those are great for eliminating browns and reds. And then you need to maintain the results you get from a laser by using good skin care, the least of which is a good sunblock.
Well, I know we hate that light that you do at the beginning because, boy, that is not any woman's friend, I'm telling you. But once you've done that, what can they expect from a treatment once you've decided where and what type of treatment? What can somebody expect for during the treatment and then afterward?
If you're doing a fractionated resurfacing, which is our go-to for textural problems, acne scars, and wrinkles, usually the first couple of days you look like you walk through a screen door, but with cover makeup you look fine. Right around the fourth or fifth day is when most of the sloughing starts, so there's a day or two where you may want to lay low, but after that you're right back in makeup and able to fully function and carry on with your life.
Is there any pain, Dr. Daniels?
It's a little uncomfortable. I mean, I've had three of them myself, so I certainly believe in it. We give a little bit of oral sedation, and we like to occasionally supplement that with some little, like, dental blocks.
Okay, so wrinkles. Let's just start with wrinkles. What can you expect as a result? I mean, I'm in my 40s, and listeners, women in their 40s or men, we're starting to really see the results of back in the day when we sat with baby oil and iodine our faces up.
Well, people start to break down more collagen than they make starting around age 40. That's why the little signs of aging start to creep up around that time. So anything that's going to stimulate new collagen production is going to be of benefit. And that's where, for example, CO2 resurfacing works, in that you get part of the skin is vaporized, but then you also get a bit of a thermal injury to the skin, which stimulates the skin to form new collagen. So we're seeing significant wrinkle reduction. You're not going to make it baby smooth, because if you were to make a baby smooth, you would have to resurface more aggressively. And when you start to resurface more aggressively, more of the downsides start to creep up, a prolonged redness, a potential for permanent color change, that kind of thing. So I'm willing to accept a little less wrinkle reduction for, you know, much more user-friendly result. And we've been using fractionated resurfacing now for about 5-6 years, and it's, you know, probably our most popular spa item, followed closely by photofacials, which are great for just removing reds and browns. Out here in California where I practice, there's so much sun, that kind of wind-burned look is pretty prominent among people that enjoy the coast and outdoor activities. So for those that don't want any downtime, you can still get significant improvement with intense pulse light.
Okay, so you've damaged your skin from the sun and wrinkles you've told us about. Now, you know, other kinds of, you're talking about the reds and the browns. Do these go away if you then stay out of the sun and you use sunblock? If you fix them, Dr. Daniels, do they stay gone?
Well, we don't cure what caused them. So if, you know, people, if, for example, they've got a lot of broken capillaries in their face, you know, we start with a new playing field, and they may form new ones down the road. And so occasionally people would benefit from maybe a once a year, once every other year bit of a tune-up once you've given them a full correction. Browns, usually, if you are good with skincare and sunscreen, don't come back, but occasionally they do, and they, you know, they can be kind of persistent, especially if it's melasma. And then you have to get really aggressive with your skincare in order to maintain the benefits.
And what creams do you recommend after this? I mean, do you then have somebody on sort of a maintenance, you know, sort of preventive program from future problems by using some creams?
You have to find a sunscreen that you like. I mean, there's a lot of different companies that make good products, but every product is a little different, so you have to find one that feels good on your skin, doesn't cause you to break out. That's why most offices carry at least two product lines, because some might work for one patient, some might work for another. And then to maintain skin health, pretty much all skincare regimens involves in some form of Retin-A or retinol, because it's one of the most widely studied components of skincare and has got the most scientific proof behind all the good things that it does for skin. It increases cell turnover. It decreases that dull outer layer of your skin that makes your skin look, you know, a little more lifeless. It decreases the percentages of abnormal skin cells. It improves collagen and elastin in your skin. So any good skincare program is going to have either Retin-A or a retinol in it.
And are those available over the counter?
Retinols, some of the companies that make the stuff over the counter, they incorporate some form of retinol. If you're starting to get into the higher strengths, those are usually available only in doctor's offices or by prescription.
So, Dr. Daniels, in the last minute we have left, wrap up the laser resurfacing and your best advice for people seeking this treatment and what they should expect.
I think, one, they should do their homework on who's providing the services. I mean, anybody can go out, any physician can go out and buy a resurfacing device. I would be a little biased, of course, thinking that physicians with an extensive background in wound healing and skin, such as a plastic surgeon or a dermatologist, would be the ones best equipped to use this device efficiently and effectively on patients. When we bought our device, the manufacturer's recommended settings were so conservative, knowing what I know about skin, I quickly abandoned them and modified them, so our results are much better than they would have been if we had stayed with the manufacturer's recommendations.
So thank you so much. This is great advice talking about laser resurfacing with Dr. Marcel Daniels. Remember, you can listen anytime, on demand or on the go, right here at RadioMD.com. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.